Okay, good morning. Happy Adar, and thank you everybody for coming. No, today's share is not going to be a Purim spiel, but it could be some of the ideas I'm saying you might be shocked about, and you think it's Purim Torah. But I have legitimate sources for everything we're going to talk about today. We'll get to today's topic in a moment, which we entitled FedEx Mishloach Manos. Harvey was harassing me all Shabbos. Why did I call it FedEx and not UPS? After all, in this neighborhood, everybody loves the UPS guy, Robert. So why did I name it after him? My simple answer is when you want to send a package, you talk about FedExing it. It's a verb. There's no verb called UPSing it. But, okay. Not yet. But really, when you talk about Mishloach Manos, what goes on in the world today is probably much different than many of your parents, definitely your grandparents, Mishloach Manos. The tremendous amount of effort, energy, expense that's utilized in Mishloach Manos today is beyond anything, for sure, your grandparents' dreams. No. Back in the day, in the shtetl, or in early America, okay, people gave Mishloach Manos to a few people they knew. Nowadays, people could be giving Mishloach Manos entire day to tens, dozens, sometimes even hundreds of people. There are people that literally spend thousands of dollars. The entire industry of Mishloach Manos. We're talking about a major, major amount of money is invested. America, Israel, all over. People send packages all over. We're talking about literally hundreds of thousands of dollars that are spent each year on Mishloach Manos. I'm not here today to discuss how much people should spend on Mishloach Manos or not. We'll see in a moment. There is an inyan to be marba in it. And you know, the Mishnah Berurah does bring that a person should spend more money on his matanas of yonim than his sudas purim and Mishloach Manos combined. It's okay. We have some accountants here, right? You can do the math. But either way, Baruch Hashem, Mishloach Manos is a mitzvah that people are very involved with. People very into, have themes. You have to get exactly the right thing for your Mishloach Manos. So it's a wonderful idea. People are very excited about it. You know, we should do it well. But my point this morning is to focus on one aspect of Mishloach Manos, which is not so well known, and really to get involved in the idea of this. It's for the most part an easier thing to do. I won't call it simple, but it's something everybody could do, but it's probably just not so cognizant about. I thought of the mashal of preparing to share. You know, Rav Scheinberg Zatzal, famous Rav Scheinberg, a posik, an amazing American gadol story. Grew up in America, went to Europe, lived in America for many years, went to Eretz Yisrael. Amazing, amazing person. One thing Rav Scheinberg is probably most noted for is his many, many pairs of tzitzis. If you actually looked at the giant beneath those pairs of tzitzis, he was quite thin, frail, but he looked literally like a linebacker. He had pairs and pairs of tzitzis on top of him. I actually have a friend of mine who Scheinberg once stayed in his house. I'm saying this on tape, but he's probably not listening. Scheinberg once stayed in his house. When he went to take a shower Friday afternoon, my young friend broke into the room and went to count how many pairs of tzitzis of Scheinberg had. And he had them literally in like paper clipped by tens. So he'd throw 10 on them at each time. Nobody understands why Rav Scheinberg had a lot of pairs of tzitzis. But I do remember hearing over the years one potential idea people said, I don't know that you needed 100 pairs for this. But within his 100, within his many, many pairs of tzitzis, he would have multiple different shitas in halacha. This way, he'd be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis with all the hidurim. There are different shitas. If I only have this, I'll only be able to do this. But he wanted to be mekayim many shitas. So we don't wear 100 pairs of tzitzis. But many of us do give 100 mishloach matzos, or many, many, out. So even if we utilize the ideas that we use today in some of the mishloach matzos, definitely be worth it. This way we could cover our bases and be able to say everything. So before I get into the specific topic I want to talk about, I'd like to chazer the basic halachos of mishloach matzos. It's Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Siman Tav Reish Sadi Hei, on the middle of your sheets. The Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch writes, Chayv l'shloch chaveru shnei manos, Basar, you have to send to your friend, right off the bat, two types of meat, Omine ochlen. People are giving me faces already. Different pieces of meat. One of the ideas behind the Shloch Manos is you're giving the person food for Sudas Purim. Sudas Purim is a suda of Yontif, a suda of the Chag, and there's an inyan to have meat. So therefore, to fulfill that idea of the Shloch Manos, that's not the topic I'm talking about today, but the Mechaber just says befeirush, you could have two types of meat. You know, I remember once giving a share years ago, you know, you have white meat and dark meat of chicken. Is that two types of meat, not two types of meat? What does they mean him? Right? I think I called it in Dougie's heyday, I called it poppers and wings. Are those two types of meanim or not? I remember it went over well. Oh, shnei mina olchem, right? Two types of bus or two types of food. Shenemar mishloch manos ishrareyu. The pasuk says mishloch manos, plural. So it means you have to give two types of food. For the record out there, there is some idea of two different brachos, and halachically that's a baba maisa. No? Yes. You do not have to be two different brachos. It has to be two different types of food. Could be somewhere along the chain somebody tried to differentiate between two things by saying two brachos, but that's not what you need. It just has to be two manos, two different types of food you have to give to your friend. Shnei manos l'ish echad. All that you have to do with mishloach manos is give it to one person. Cross the other 99 people off your list. Me'ikar adin. All you need is one person, two foods. You're good to go. Here's the big line that we obviously all engage in. Whoever adds more, Hareza Meshubach. Look, you got a bracha from the Mechaber, from the Beis Yosef. Not bad. I'll take his brachas any day. Vim Eilo, let's say unfortunately you don't have the means to give Mishloach Manos. So the halacha still is that you have to do it. It writes, Machluch im Chavero. You swap with your friend. Right? Two paupers. They both got a Tomchei Shabbos delivery, you know, for Purim. Swap it with your friend. Zeshalech lezeh sudaso, vezeshalech lezeh sudaso. Kedei lekayim mishloach manos ishrayeyim. Even a simple swap like that would be a kiyum of mishloach manos. Haga, v'yesh l'shloach manos biyom v'lo b'layla. Important. The mitzvah of mishloach manos is supposed to be during the day, not at the night. Which, you know, sometimes you send mishloach manos. When's it reaching the person? The idea is it's supposed to get them. The mitzvah is the day and not the night. You bring it to, oh, I'm going to see him. He's going to come to laning at night. He's going to show at night. He's not coming during the day. That's not really the ideal mitzvah. The ideal mitzvah is biyom v'lo b'layla. The mishloach manos re'eyu v'hu'ena rotz l'kablam. You send it to somebody. He doesn't want to accept it. Omokolo yatsa. Right, you send it to him, he doesn't want to accept it. Right, he says, forget, I have enough already, please, he's mochel it. Yotza, you're yotze, just with trying that. The isha chayev is b'matoz of yonu mishloach manos ke'is, important halacha. A woman is also obligated mishloach manos and matoz of yonu, just like a man. The isha tishlach isha v'ishla ish. We don't want to start up with anything. So men should send mishloach manos to men, and women should send mishloach manos to women. Don't get confused. Avol lo behapach. Shlo yavol ish l'shloach la'amana v'yavol de suffik kedushin. You shouldn't have any issues of sending mishloach manos, and you could potentially get involved with issues of suffik kedushin. Avtol sevyonim lachosh. Avtol sevyonim if you give a woman. That's not a problem. Very interesting halachos. This is not where my share wants to go into. But those are some of the basic halachas. Now, yes?
A lot of people today do family to family. Does that alleviate the problem?
Yes. If you give to family, you're not giving to a woman per se, yes, that's not a problem. And yeah, all types. You know, you have to give, your wife has to give. You know, we could talk about what about adult, you know, kids over bar mitzvah. They're involved. Yeah. You know, the basic idea is two manos to one person. Now, look at the language the Mechaber used in the beginning. Chayiv l'shloach l'chavir l'shnei manos. It's interesting. The Mechaber didn't use the language chayiv l'itein l'chavir. It doesn't say one is chayiv to give to his friend. It says to send. Now, on these words, l'shloach, the Chafetz Chaim has a comment in the Mishnah, which we'll get to in a moment. He brings an idea of the binyan tzion, which is the idea of sending with the shliach. And the Mechaber definitely didn't spell this out, but he did use the language chayv l'shloach l'chavera, to send. And there is an idea, which we'll see in a moment, of utilizing the concept of shlichus, that I myself am not delivering the shloach manos to you, rather I'm sending it to you. I'm sending it with the shliach. Again, the Mechaber did not spell this out clearly, but the language he did use is chayv l'shloach. Interesting. I mean, you don't actually, it's not based on the giving, but it's based on the trying. Very good point. I would agree. The language of the shloach, that itself is not mukhrach. You can't prove it from that language. And if the Mechaber wanted to get this point across, he should have been a little bit more explicit. Okay, we'll see. The Chafetz Chaim refers us, we're going to go back to the Chafetz Chaim inside. But if you look in the Mishnah Berurah on the words of the shloach, he sends you to a shal sechuvas binyan tzion. I have it on top of the page. Let's read through this shaila. Very, very interesting. He writes, it's good for me, what I have a suffix in. If someone brings the mishloach manos and gives it over to his friend, im yotze yidei mishloach manos, is he yotze mishloach manos? The binyan tzion has a tzad to say, if I myself deliver mishloach manos to my friend, I'm not yotze. Imagine that. You're giving out 100 mishloach manos. Your wife sent you around the town all day giving out mishloach manos after mishloach manos. You're schwitzing. You're looking for parking in some places. New York, oh my gosh. Right? You're looking for parking. You went to give out 100 mishloach manos all by yourself. And the binyan tzion says, I'm not sure if you're yotze. Gosh, take an extra drink from Rabbi Suda's burn. But he writes, maybe you're not yotze. Dekivon deksiv mishloach manos. Since the pasuk in Megillah says mishloach manos, neima davka beinyan alidei shliach. The language of the pasuk is mishloach manos. The language there is sending, and there he wants to read it. He says it beferish. Maybe that means only a day shliach. But maybe based on your own giving, you're not yotze. It's a wonderment to me, he writes. I'm surprised Why didn't I find any poskim that talk about it? The Binyan Tzion, Chashuv Akram, is bringing down over here that, hey, if you sent your Mishloach Manos by yourself, but you didn't utilize the idea of a shliach, have someone do it on your behalf, maybe you're not Yotze. He hears a very strong tzad. He's wondering, hey, how come nobody pointed this out? And this I'll show you in a second. It's something the Chafetz Chaim brings. Take a deep breath. This is what he writes after this. He writes, Avofima Shekalsa of Yeshlomar, based on what I wrote earlier, one could say, Kivan the base time in the Shloch Manos. Since the two reasons behind the Shloch Manos, one of them we mentioned, Listapik Tzarchi Suda, to have enough food for the Suda's parent, or B, Harbos Reyes, to make more friends. Everybody knows the way to make friends is to give them food. I'll tell you, I still remember this. I was a little kid in first grade, Torres MS back in Brooklyn. And they had a candy machine all the way on like the fourth floor. You had to walk this whole thing. So I still remember. I was afraid to go by myself. But I wanted to go buy these like lifesaver candies. So my mother gave me extra money. So I asked a good friend, hey, you want to go get candy? That's a way to make friends, especially in grade school, get them candy. So I walked up the four flights with my friend, got myself my candy, and I got candy, and I had a friend for life.
Did you give him some?
I did. Now, so both of these reasons, whether it's for Sudas Purim or to make friends, Shaykhim gam benosei nu ba'atzmo di achavera. Hey, if these are the two reasons why Mishloach Manos, both of them are applicable if you give it yourself. If I give it myself, my friend's going to have food for the Suda. If I give it myself, I'm also making friends. What's the problem? L'chein yotze gam benisinaso, therefore you're yotze even with giving it. He uses the lashon of shlichos. So he says exactly like my dear friend Rav Moshe in the back. What about the language of shlichus? He says, no. Hulahoros to bishliach levad yotza. You yotze just with sending it. I feel in chaver rotz makablo. Even if your friend doesn't want to receive it. So this Binyan Tzion got us all nervous. He started quoting this idea that the only way you yotze mishloach manos is if you utilize the shliach. But the end of his piece, he says, you know what? Nah, I'm confident you would 100% be yotze if you sent it without a shliach, if you did it yourself. Either way, you're fulfilling the idea behind the shloach manos. That's what the piece says. So the shir just ended here. Okay, you know, there's some idea out there that's like, I guess, debated about sending a shliach. But if I do my classic way, just delivering myself, yeah, Binyan Tzion says I'm yotze. I'd like to show you a very strange thing about the Mishnah Berurah. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, right over there on the Shloach Manos, he brings the Tshuvas Binyan Tzion, the Stapik, he has a suffik, in Hevi Ba'atzma Amos, V'loi De Shliach Elyon. Yotze. There he has a suffik. If the shloach manos, you yotze if you deliver it yourself or not. Kivan the ksivim with shloach manos, name of the be'inan davka, I de shliach. Since that's the shloach manos, maybe you need davka shliach. I am shom. Let me ask you a very simple question. The Chafetz Chaim left out the conclusion. He brings to you the suffix of the Binyan Tzion. But if you read the book to its conclusion, he only bought half a book. Amazon didn't have the rest. If you read the book to the conclusion, he clearly says it's no problem. You don't need to have it. Why is the Chafetz Chaim only quoting the first part of the tshuva, the suffix of the tshuva? Now, people don't, you know, it's the Chafetz Chaim wrote his Mishnah Berurah, some say in a very tricky way. I remember once a Talmud of mine saying, you know, the Chafetz Chaim, when he didn't rewrite his sefer as a halacha sefer to pass it off. He just bringing for you, like marmakomos. You have the Shulchan Aruch, and he's, you know, collecting all the marmakomos on it and bringing it. Chas v'shalom. That's not how to understand what the Chafetz Chaim did. The Chafetz Chaim understood his responsibility that he's writing a sefer that's halacha l'maisa. And he's going to collect and he's going to bring many different things in his Mishabura. Now his language, he's machalic sometimes. Sometimes he'll bring like an additional shita in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch brings two shitas. He'll bring a third shita. So he's showing you, you know, there's something else out here. I once heard directly from Chaim Kanievsky, when my friends asked a question to him. I was right there behind him. He says you have to look at the Chafetz Chaim's language in the Mishabura and you can see what he's trying to do. Sometimes he's bringing an additional shita, but he's not necessarily saying you should pass him by it. Sometimes he's, you know, putting weight. There's a machlokas, machaber ramah, some other shitas, two shitas in the machaber. He's putting weight on one side of the equation more than the other. You have to look, read it very carefully, and see what he's trying to do. With that in mind, if you find the Chafetz Chaim is bringing just the suffix of the Binyan Tzion, but he doesn't bother to bring his conclusion. To me, it clearly seems the Chafetz Chaim is putting more weight on the first chapter of the Binyan Tzion than the second. The tzad, the idea that you need to have a shliach, that's where the Chafetz Chaim ends his Mishabura. He brings us a suffix. He's not asking unequivocally that you have to, but he's definitely bringing, hey, the first is the first Mishabura in Elchus Mishloach Manos. The Chafetz Chaim is bringing down that there is an idea of using the Mishloach Manos with the shliach. I, the author of that piece himself, fell off it. Hey, I, the Chafetz Chaim, don't necessarily agree with this conclusion. That is how I understand and read this Mishabura. To me, it's clear. Which means a big deal. That means from, if you read this Mishabura, then, hey, the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, not absolutely that this is a chiyuv, and if you didn't give it with a shliach, not yotze. Don't worry. If you ran around 100 mishloach manos, you delivered them all yourself, you're yotze. You're definitely a good tzad, you're yotze. The Chafetz Chaim, though, is bringing, there is a tzad that you need a shliach. That, to me, seems so clear what he's saying. Therefore, what I'd like to do today is understand better this idea, what it means to give a shliach. I'll show in a minute there are two potential ways to understand that. I also will go into a major question on this whole idea, a nice lumdish question on this idea of having a shliach. And then thirdly, hope to bring it to a clear, practical maskana about having a shliach. Okay? Those are the three parts we're going to get to. Yes.
It has to be sent on the day of prayer, not received.
Right. Well, both. Right. Really, Aruch HaShulchan debates this more. I could go into that, but he did talk about being received. You know, being, you know, especially to Sudas Purim. Right. According to that reason, it has to be done. You know, for Purim. You know, the Reyes idea. They have debates. There's Aruch HaShulchan. Talks heavily about it. Very good question. But what I would like to discuss, and therefore go into greater detail today, is this idea of shlichus. Now, I found an amazing chassam sofer. Now, the first question you're going to start pondering in your mind, okay, if I have to utilize a shliach, who works as a shliach? Could I send it with FedEx? Could I send it with UPS? Robert would be delivering Mishloach Manos all day Purim. Could I do that? Could I send my young kids as Mishloach Manos, to send Mishloach Manos? Could I send, does it make a difference, boys, girls? Doesn't make a difference, right? All these things. I even thought of a scenario, this one baffles me, I'm not sure yet. Let's say I call up, you know, the classic, you know, chocolate store. I call them up. I ask them to send Mishloach Manos. So if I hire them, so seemingly the Jewish owner of the store is my shliach. What happens if then he goes and sends his Mexican worker to deliver it? So you have a shliach, I'm making a shliach, but the shliach I'm making makes a shliach. So who's me? Am I the Mexican delivering it? Does that work? So that's not, that's a worker. It's even better. So all of these will come into play quite soon. Now,
are all these questions alleviated, like as the Shalom Monos transfer homes throughout the day? Anyway,
someone just divulged the secret that people are not supposed to know about.
Josh, nobody
does
that.
Okay.
Regifting deserves its own share. Not so simple. Right? Yeah. The way I said it was poor people and didn't have this.
Regifting. We learned by Rabbi Regifting. Sorry, rewind it back.
With a drone. That's a great new Shiloh. That's a great new Shiloh. You send it by drone. Could your drone be your shliach? Huh? Excellent question. Right? Right, that would be, right? Dr. Goldstein is ahead of our times. Mishloach Manos 2025 will be talking about utilizing drones for Mishloach Manos. Put it on the schedule, that will be my share. 2025, drone Mishloach Manos. You heard it here first. Okay. Interesting. Picks it up from there. Very interesting. So the first thing I'd like to show you is a Chassam Sofer. This Chassam Sofer actually appears in the Sechas Gittin. She was learning. V'dav Ahavin, in the middle of the piece, he writes, you should know, you should understand, Koma Shama Chazal, Ploni Bar Shlichos, Oina Bar Shlichos. One of the things you see in Halacha, is this person valid to be a Shliach or not? Hanat Ratzalomar Bar Shlichos Kamoso, Oina Bar Shlichos Kamoso. Is he a shliach like the messenger who sent him or not? We'll see. There are many halachos. If I want someone to be my shliach, the Gemara talks about, that he has to be someone who fits your profile. Shlucho kamoso, which would invalidate a katan, would invalidate, you know, some other people. It has to be someone that could do what you do. He has to be a bar das. Let's say for Geirishin, he has to be a bar krisus. He has to be someone able to give over a get. Yeah, or for a woman, it has to be someone able to receive it yet. All these things. Avol shliach, afil kuf. Kuf is literally translated as a monkey. Right? Nobody brought up that one yet. Right? I heard about some nasty stories about monkeys in Africa over Shabbos. But if you send even a monkey, yachol liyashliach, el she'ena kamosa. Right? Maybe we could derive the halachas of drones from monkeys. Lachor, a drone's no worse than a monkey. Right? The Chassam Sofer saying, but you know what? Many times, you could have a shliach, it could even be a monkey. It could even be a drone. It could be anybody. Nafkamina eichel shef ki de Torah shabal dover ba'atzmo yasa. You know where the Nafka Mina lies in these two levels of shlichus? Chassam Sofer's painting, there's two distinct levels of shlichus. There's one level of the shliach where the shliach has to be kamoso, just like you. And therefore there are strong requirements of what he has to be. There's a lower level of shlichus where, you know what, you could have a monkey, you could have a drone, you could have your kid, you could have a Gentile. Anybody could be a shliach. What's the nafka mina? When do I utilize the higher level versus the lower level? So he writes, nafka mina heichal shebido Torah shebaled over ba'atzmo yasa. There are some mitzvahs which the Torah says the person himself has to do it. Al shana omrim Shlucho avikamo atzmo. But there we utilize this idea that a shliach, the word shliach is not easily translated. I see an art scroll open over there, right? The word shliach is not, messenger is not really the perfect word for it. It's a, emissary is a little bit better, yes. But it's some halachic power that if I need to do it, well, he could be like me. Four lines from the bottom. These are the most important lines. Where the Torah says, hey, you should send Mishliach. Like the example that Chassam Sofer picks in the second skidin is Mishloach Manos. Where the Torah says, send the Shliach. Is that Sagi Afilo Aide Kof? You Yotzi Mishloach Manos, even a monkey, even your little kid or grandkid. B'chol Psulim, anyone who's possible for, they all work. Chassam Sofer is saying, look, there's an idea of Shlichus by Mishloach Manos. But you know what? The Torah is not saying you have to give it. The Torah is saying you should send it. So it doesn't have to be with you. If it doesn't have to be you yourself, you can utilize anybody. Anyone who's possible for shlichus. A monkey, a drone, a kid, a Gentile. Anybody. It all works. Azai zakt achsam sofer. Okay? So if we just stopped here, okay? Granted, the Chafetz Chaim brought down an idea of shlichus. But you know what? I bet this is really where it came from. You know, the idea of like perm geld. Kids come, you know, to a door in the Shlach Manos, and they're getting money. I surmise that the reason behind it was, years ago, people utilized kids as their shlucha from Shlach Manos. So they'd pay the kid off for doing a good job. So that's where it came from. So you could, this is some sofa writes black and white. You could utilize a little kid, take his little wheelbarrow. It could be a 5-year-old kid. You hope it gets to the right destination. But you send your Shlach Manos with a kid, with a UPS, with a monkey or a drone. It all works. Yes?
That's a little backwards because the person who's giving the money is the one who got it. And the person who should be giving them for a good job is the one who sent it.
You're right, you're right. Right? But you know kids, they try to make money both ways. Well, yeah. It really should be both ways, you know. People helping out. But you're right. The I could, basically, the sum so far, I could pay off my kid. Hey, go deliver Mishloach Manos, sit back all day. I'll be out to my mitzvah.
It's like a 180, because the Mishnevuah is taking Mishloach as a Mechayah, but you have to do it as a, and the sum so far using the Kula.
Excellent, that's a good point. Right, we'll talk about it. The Chafetz Chaim in the Mishnevuah did look at Mishloach Manos as like the epitome, like a davka had to be with the shliach. Perhaps if you downgrade. Right. Here, the Chassam Sofer saying, you could do it with the shliach, but you realize it's a lower, you don't need a higher level.
You don't even have to give it yourself. You could do it through a shliach.
Yeah.
It's like a lower level. Just
yeah. Now, look at the next few lines of the Chassam Sofer. Look what he writes. Medayik is language. Fahavin zeh, and know this. Kikvar tobo gedolim v'tovim mimeni. You know, appreciate what I wrote. Because I already saw people who are greater than me, who are better than me, that made mistakes in this. That's a little bit of a disclaimer. Chassam Sofer is telling us, I'm writing this that you don't need to have real shlichas, because there are people out there that say you do need real shlichas. Okay. Disclaimer. But I'm for sure right. Even though these people are better than me, greater than me. But Dava Hovin, this is Pashat. And therefore, you know, don't worry about it. All you need is a kid. So this started getting me a little interesting. There's a shita out there. From the Binyan Seer, it wasn't crystal clear that you need full Dinei Shlichus. But the Chassam Sofer is concluding you do not need to have full Dinei Shlichus. But he throws a line. He's referring to somebody. Da v'hovin. V'hovin zeh ki kvar tobo gedom v'tovim imeni. Wouldn't you love to know who's referring to? They made a mistake. You know, you missed that share about Lashon Hara, did you? Right? Is not Lashon Hara, all is fair in the arena of learning, right? It's not Lashon Hara for Tosa to quote Parish HaKuntras and attack him. No. When it comes to learning, always ready for a fight, right? 100%. All's fair in love and war. Yes. So after much research, I would like to unmask who the Chassam Sofer is referring to. I have an absolute clear raya who the Chassam Sofer is referring to. And I really understand why he didn't quote him by name here. If you turn to the back of your sheets, the first unmasking of Purim is right here. So there's a Sefer Likutei Chavar Ben Chaim that says that he heard from the Chassam Sofer Shechamav, that his shver, his father-in-law, Hagoyin Rabbi Kiva Eberger, his stopek in the Kivan Shah Mitzvah Nemer B'Lashon Nishloach Manos, Harit Sarach Din Shlichas, Din Kain in a Yotzeim Sholeach Ayidei Nachri. Rabbi Kiva Eger, his father-in-law, had a suffix. If you send Mishloach Manos, since it says Mishloach Manos in each Shlichus, if you send it with a Gentile or somebody else who's possible for Shlichus, does it work or not? That's a game changer. This Gedolim V'Tovim Mimeni that the Chassam Sofer was referring to is clearly Rabbi Kiva Eger. He's the man behind the mask. So now, in my vernacular, whoa, it's Rav Kiva Eger. Rav Kiva Eger here is a tzad that you can't just send it with a kid. You would have to find what we call a kosher shliach. According to this Rav Kiva Eger, what that would mean is I can't have a kid, I can't send mishloach manos through UPS or FedEx, because those are Gentiles delivering it. I need a kosher shliach. Right? Yeah. A nice Shomer Shabbos Jew.
What about a drone?
Right? A drone would not work. A monkey would not work. You need a full-fledged adult male, perhaps even or female, to deliver your Mishloach Manos. Now, practically, this also isn't too tough. You have somebody coming to your house, and they deliver your Mishloach Manos. He asked him, are you going next door to my neighbor there too? Do me a favor, would you mind doubling my Mishloach Manos? Simple, not too hard to do, right? You could be able to have friends, you know, if multiple people know this halacha, okay, look, you do me a favor, can you deliver one? It doesn't have to go on all your Mishloach Manos, right? It doesn't say all 100 have to be delivered, right? The mitzvah is one Mishloach Manos. Beyond that is a reza meshubach. But this ideal of doing with the shliach, according to Chassam Sofer, you could have a kid do it. You could have a drone. You could have your monkey. But according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, he hears a tzad, it has to be a kosher shliach. So therefore, according to this Rabbi Kiva Eger, it would come out that it's not enough to send with a kid. It has to be a full-fledged adult who could do mishloach manos. Amazing. Yes. I should start a new business. Yes.
That's right. Do we have anybody, anybody else on the record that clearly says you don't need a shliach?
Yes, I'll get to that practically.
So far we have the Vinyan C and said he's a subject. There's Bruce's subject. Some sofa clearly says it seems to say you need a shliach.
Correct. So I'll get to the practical. There are deniers out there, which we'll get to.
Of the whole
shliach
thing.
Right.
Nobody really says that you need it.
Well, this Rabbi Kiva Eger.
Stopping what? Stopping if a gun works.
Right.
Sounds like he's assuming you need a shliach. If you don't need a shliach, the whole shliach doesn't start. unless he's mesupik in the safek. If he's like he has safek when you need a shliach, and then when I don't know, maybe I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Chassam Sofer.
So this Reb Akiva Eiger is not written inside anywhere in Reb Akiva Eiger. This is quoted b'shem, you know, the Chassam Sofer quoting at least one time. Maybe that wasn't publicly. In the Sefer, the Chassam Sofer didn't quote Ishver, Gedolim Betovim Mimeni. But in some private conversation, he said, oh, by the way, my father-in-law argues. And little did he know, that got printed. And I've tracked it down. I unmasked who it is. I don't think it's Lashon Hara. But, huh? Yeah. Okay, now, I'd like to stop here for a moment and bring a very interesting question about Mishloach Manos with the Shliach. Very interesting question. And I found in a Sefer Kamotzi Shal Harav, this question was debated in the halls of Slabatka Yeshiva, probably 100 years ago. Very, very interesting question. Once again, assuming you need Shlichos by Mishloach Manos. So they asked a very nice Lamdisha question. Hold on to your hats. We know there's an idea of Shlucho Shal Adam Kamoso. When I send the shliach, it's like me. When Reuven sends Shimon as a shliach, Shimon is like Reuven. So, Frecht, the boy is back in the day in Slavotka, so how does it make any sense, shlichas by Mishloach Manos? Granted, let's say by Kedushin, Reuven sends Shimon to Mekadosh a woman. So when Shimon does the act, Shlucho Kamoso says, it's as if Reuven's doing the act. Fine. But Mishloach Manos, the idea is that I have to have someone else doing it. If I send the shliach, how is it ever someone else doing it? It's always me doing it. What difference does it make if I deliver the Mishloach Manos myself, or I utilize the Torah's idea of a shliach to deliver it? A shliach is also me. So what do you gain? How do we understand this whole concept of utilizing shlichus by Mishloach Manos? That means someone else should give it, but not me. Well, if I gave it, then I'm giving it. But a shliach is shlichus on kamoso. So when he gives it, it's also me giving it. Either way. Oh, so you need a few drinks to answer the question. That's why I'm putting it on the floor. You like that, Kasha? Very interesting, Kasha. So, I debated this. I threw it out to give it to the high school, one of my associates, and I gave it to the base matters. They both came up with the same answers. One thing is, look, if you say like the Chassam Sofer, that you don't really need dinei shlichus, all you need is the concept of sending it. It could be a monkey, it could be a drone. No one says when your drone sends Mishloach Manos, that's you. It's your drone. Of course, okay. It's your Mishloach Manos through the drone. So if you said like the Chassam Sofer, you would answer the question. It's not you sending it when it's a monkey. It's the monkey's giving it. I'm not the one giving it. But really, the whole premise of this question, though, right? This is another raya. No, Sabatka looked like they were also a master of this from Kivay. They were assuming that you need kamoso. They're assuming you need shlichus, and you need the higher level of shlichus. Not the monkey, not the drone, not the apostle, anyone else. You need a shliach kamoso. So if you need a shliach kamoso, how do you understand? The shliach is me. So what difference does it make if I give it or my shliach gives it? Quite confusing. Some of the boys in yeshiva, they came up like this. Nice yeshiva. They said, the concept is shlucho shel adam kimoso. It's like you, but it's not fully you. Even when the Torah said this idea that you could utilize a shliach, does that really mean the guy has the full halakhic status of me? Maybe it's half-baked. He could act on your behalf, but he's not fully you. So okay, for Gerushin, he's me, for this, he's me, but for Mishloach Manos, it's still somebody else giving it. That's what they tried to say. But it's not so simple. Pashup Shah, we do say, Shluchah Gemoso means your mamish Gemoso. Right? For example, by Gerushin, halacha is the get has to reach the woman's hand. If you don't give in the woman's hand, she's not divorced. So if you have a shliach, is the shliach considered the woman's hand? The answer is 100%. The woman doesn't have to, unfortunately, see her, you know, soon-to-be ex-husband. Yep, she could appoint the shliach. You could serve the get with somebody else to be her power of...
But if it never reaches, then...
Right, if it never reaches, not divorced. But, no, as long as it reaches the hand of her shliach, she never can see the get. She's divorced. She doesn't have to see it.
Her agent.
Her agent. Right, so that's a good word for shliach. Her agent is her.
But not his.
Technically, it could be both ways. I could have an agent, you could have an agent, and we could communicate that way. It works. So this is also not so simple. Now, to perhaps answer this question, I want to go back to another question before this too. To answer this, one might have to say a chiddush. When we say shlucho shel adam kemoso, listen to this idea. Could be I said this before years ago, but it hit me Thursday night. When you say shlucho kemoso, you say Reuven's like Shimon, or Shimon's like Reuven. Really, it's both. When you say, when I have someone be my agent, in a certain sense, it's a two-way street. He works for me, I work for you, become one entity. So it's like you, but he's also him. A little bit in between. I could utilize a shliach. He's acting my behalf. But it's not that he's fully me in that sense. We're a lucky entity. We join together for this act. So as much as he's also himself. So if I need a din that I have to send it through somebody else, my agent could also be somebody else. He doesn't have to be me. He could be himself. Okay. Hope you hear that. They've lost a few.
I mean, even said it. The pasuk says you need a little shliach, end of the story. That's it. It doesn't make a difference that he's still kamaisa, not kamaisa.
The pasuk said he did it, so he could do it. Beautiful. Let me go back one other step. We saw before the Chassam Sofer had a tie on Rabbi Kiva Eger. There, Rabbi Kiva Eger, how could you say you need full dina shlichas? I thought you only need to do that in a scenario where the mitzvah is upon you. But here, Mishloach Manos, the mitzvah is upon you. You don't have to do it yourself. You can utilize someone else, as you just said. Right? The mitzvah is to send it with somebody else. So how do you understand? Why should you need a full din of shlichas? So, how am I? What's the Chassam Sofer say? Oh no, it's just, you know, you can stand with a monkey, you can stand with anybody. The Chassam Sofer's argument is a good argument. If you say Mishloach Manos is the result, all that we care is the result of that food getting to somebody else. But I have two proofs that the mitzvah Mishloach Manos is not the result of the food getting to somebody else. It's just the act of doing it. How do I know that? I swap Mishloach Manos with another pauper. Result-wise, there's no net gain.
Also, if we refuse...
Excellent. Also, we said, if you send the guy and he refuses it, you're Yotze. How are you Yotze? Never received anything. It must be the mitzvah is on the action. If the mitzvah is on the action... Zakter Bekiva Eger, then that's why you need shlichus. It's not enough to the result that God threw him through a kuf, through a drone. It's not the result. The mitzvah is the action. If the mitzvah is the action, and on that you need shlichus, so then that shlichus got to be like you. So, to conclude this area, there definitely is an idea out there. Bekiva Eger says it. Sam Sofer alludes to it, that if you're utilizing the idea of shlichus, you need to use a kosher shliach, which would mean not a kid, not a UPS guy, not a FedEx. You need Yoyli's delivery service. That would work. Now, where does this stand, halacha l'maisa? So I brought down on the bottom of your sheets. First of all, let's begin in B'nai Brak. They have a list there, the Chazon Ish, the Stipler, I saw brought. And they have Yushalayim, they have the Brisker Rav, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Yashuv. All the Israelis seem to say you do not need to utilize halacha l'maisa, do not need to utilize shlichus. Don't. Now, I also saw, I went through Sephardi sources, Bevadia, many others there, all say you do not need to utilize shlichus. That's where Rav Yashuv does write. Where Shlomo Zalman does write that one time you should utilize the shliach. He does bring that down. But he says you really don't need shlichus. In contrast, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky here in America, right, brings down those who say Mishloach Manos Davka needs a shliach. And if you give him by yourself, you're not Yotze. You know, L'maisa, he says, we pass you are Yotz if you do it yourself. Makom, you should use a shliach. You should know how to use a shliach. Somebody told me Rubelsky in his Sefer also says that. I checked with Rabbi Neumann here. He told me that his father, that's how always said, to utilize shlichus.
And shliach means a kosher adult?
So again, those are my two shitas. Chassam Sofer would say, anybody? Rekiv Eger would say, a kosher adult. So to me, the Mishnah Berurah is clear. The Mishnah Berurah Davka brought down the tzad that you need shlichus and avoided the conclusion where the author himself says he didn't. So the Chafetz Chaim, not definitively saying you have to, but says that tzad no halacha you're not yotze if you don't use it. So therefore is highly recommended that at least once on Mishloach Manos one should utilize a shliach. Ideally, to be Yotzi or Rekiv Eger's din, it could be a kosher shliach. But to be Yotzi the din on the Chassam Sofer's level, it could be any shliach. Even a kof, drone, Gentile, they all work. So again,
bottom line,
three shitas. Are you Yotzi if you delivered every Mishloach Manos by yourself? Pashta says yes. You could sleep at night. However, the Chafetz Chaim is clear that there is a strong tzad to utilize shlichus. The Chassam Sofer will say you could use anybody, FedEx, kuf, drone, all works. Rabbi Akiva Eger said there's a tzad to say you dafka need a kosher shlich. Now I want to end with one nice little story. You know, the concept of Mishloach Manos, okay, people are, you know, talk about chumras and Mishloach Manos. Okay, I don't know if this is a chumra, this might be tzad to the yotze. But he's sending many Mishloach Manos. Right? Luban told me a beautiful story that he said impacted him for years. He grew up, his father was a Rav of the Young Israel Forest Hills. And he says he always remembers Purim as a kid for the following thing. His parents sought out the people in their shul they thought nobody was getting Mishloach Manos to. And those are the people, it's a big shul. Unfortunately, probably a lot of people that fit into that category. He says he remembers, Taki, he says that he delivered a lot of them. He utilized shlichus as a katan, I don't know if it's katan, the gadol, to ask him. But he remembers as a kid going to these people who were like, nobody else is going to them, quiet people, different ages, different situations in life. But dafka to give mishloach manos to people who aren't getting from so many other people. In the world today, there's, you know, you have popular people, everyone's giving them Mishloach Manos. What about the less popular people? What about the people not really there on the map? Those particularly, both for the reason of Sudas Purim, give them something they could eat, but also to make friendship. In the world today, you never know how far it goes for people to feel that someone cares about them, someone knows them. And that is truly what the Purim spirit is all about. We shall all be zocha to a chag sameach and have a wonderful, wonderful Purim. Amen.